The Walking Dead Talk Through, Episode 67, Some Guy Review.
Welcome to The Walking Dead Talk Through, a fan podcast dedicated to The Walking Dead on AMC. Join us each week as we discuss the characters, story developments, and theories of The Walking Dead. Send in your thoughts about each episode by calling 304-837-2278 or by visiting our feedback page at goldenspiralmedia.com/feedback. And now, here's your hosts, Brian and Ruthie.
Hey, survivors, and welcome to a brand new episode of The Walking Dead Talk Through, and I guess a brand new era. I'm Brian.
And I'm Malika.
And I'm Allie.
Yes, and we have, much like we did for the premiere episode, we have two guest hosts again this week. So where's Ruthie? Is she out sick again? Well, not this time. If you haven't listened to our last episode, at the end of the episode, Ruthie announced that she has stepped down from the podcast. So I am sad to see her go, and I will read one bit of feedback that we got on Twitter from one of our Twitter friend, I guess, Ken from Chicago. He says, "Weak sauce, Ruthie's absence. Awesome sauce. Time she was on the show and making the big decision instead of struggling to do something halfway if she doesn't have time to do so properly."
Fantastic.
Hashtag no half measures. Hashtag all the best. Yeah. So
that's good.
So, basically, and if you did listen, you would know that, at the time, I had no idea what I was doing, and I hadn't had a chance to talk to Kyle. So, Kyle, who is our co-host for Fear the Walking Dead Talk Through, I talked to him about it, and he decided he's been supporting this podcast behind the scenes. So, for example, he will be editing tonight's episode, and he's been helping me with like the images that come with the blog posts and even some of the blog work. And of course, editing, because right now with doing the Star Trek Discovery podcast and this podcast, it's just too much. And if I didn't have his help, I couldn't do it. So, you know, I totally appreciate everything he's doing, and I really appreciate the fact that he didn't feel pressure to say yes and then turn around and figure out later on that he couldn't do it. So that's okay. I mean, we're tight. Everything's good with us, and he will be back. So we're going to go with two guest hosts like we did with the premiere, slightly trying to streamline the format a bit. We're trying to keep the episode length down because I know the premiere was a bit long. And we're going to have like guests each episode. Some of them you've heard before on this podcast. Some of them you haven't. A lot of them you've actually, if you're on the Facebook group, you will have seen their names. And, but anyway, let's get started with, Malika's first one. So, Malika, you've been listening to us, I know, for quite some time, as your mom has.
Yes.
She always refers to herself as Malika's mom. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
First off, I wanted to say thank you to Kyle and your hard work behind the scenes, even if you're not, you know, vocally on here. Thank you for your editing.
Yeah. He is definitely here. You just don't hear his voice.
So I guess I'll just keep this TWD related. My mom and I have been watching since day one. We've been fans ever since. And sure, there have been ups and downs, but, you know, we still watch every Sunday. It's still kind of appointment TV, not as much as it used to be, but it's getting back to that point to where I really want to watch every Sunday now. And I would have to say my favorite season would probably have to be season five, especially that very first season premiere for season five. Yeah, I don't know. I can't say enough about it. That was so good.
To that, I would say, good answer.
Thank you.
And we also have Allie.
Hey.
And some of you may know Allie, actually, because she is the same Allie from thedeadconnection.com.
Hello, hello.
So why don't you say a few words about whatever you would like to say.
Okay. Well, for one, thank you so much for having me on. It's so great, and it's so good to branch out, and I'm excited. This is only my second podcast that I've ever been on, so I'm a little nervous. But have thedeadconnection.com. It's a website for all things Walking Dead. There's three of us. I have Jessica and Steven, and we love going to Walker Stalker Con, and we do media there. We have a good time. It's always fun. And we do giveaways every month, and that's pretty much it. It's funny that Malika was saying that her favorite season was season five, because that's mine too. And that first episode where Carol is at Terminus, we actually were there when they were filming that scene. So it's really, really special for me to go back and watch that, because like I was there literally.
I think we got a little bit of that kind of Carol last night, actually.
Yes.
That was fun to see that.
Yes, I agree with you. And but you're being a little humble here. Okay, so I know that this may be your second podcast, but you've done a lot of like Facebook Live, YouTube stuff, and also panels at Walker Stalker Con. So,
yeah,
what panels did you do just at the last Walker Stalker Con?
I hosted or co-hosted the Sons of Anarchy panel, which was incredible because there was six actors from Sons of Anarchy on the stage with myself and a guy from comicbook.com named Charlie. It was amazing. I tried not to talk very much. So, but it was fun, and they were great guests. They joked and kind of ribbed each other, and it was definitely an experience I'll never forget.
I bet.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right. Well, let's get started. This episode, we are discussing season 8, episode 4, with the very, humble title of Some Guy, written by David Leslie Johnson, who, as of this year, he is a consulting producer, but I know he had written a few, I guess, freelance, scripts in the past. I believe he wrote Chupacabra. If I'm not mistaken, and directed by first time director, for not just The Walking Dead, but any TV show, Dan Liu, who is normally one of the editors on the show. So, now it is time for Shane.
There's a couple weird stories on the news.
And this is going to be a very short news segment because essentially I don't have any nor do I have any errata. The ratings, we're actually not going to cover ratings this week because we are recording this a day early. Normally we record Tuesday nights, but we have to change up the schedule a little bit, so and we already gave ratings for last week, so next week I'll be giving ratings for Some Guy, and then 2 weeks from now, because next week is also going to be recorded on Monday, and then 2 weeks from now I'll have ratings for two episodes. So anyway, that's probably the shortest news section that I've ever done. All right. So it is now time to talk about this episode. We always start with ratings. So I'm going to start with you, Malika. So we'll keep that order all the way through.
Oh, my.
What did you think of Some Guy?
Well, to put it succinctly, it was freaking awesome. I really enjoyed it. I just think these episodes are getting better and better. They're crawling out of their hole, whatever hole they dug themselves into. They're crawling out. And I give it a 9.5 battle axes.
9.5 battle axes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I like the use of the battle axe, except for, you know, the padlock part. But, you know, the battle axe through the person attacking Ezekiel, that worked for me.
Yeah. All right, Allie, what did you think of Some Guy?
Oh, goodness. I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought it was well done. I like a lot of backstory. So I wish that we'd had just a little bit more Ezekiel backstory, but we'll probably get to that.
Hopefully that'll come.
Yeah, I wanted to actually see him as the zookeeper, and maybe rescuing a hurt Shiva, or just something just a little bit more, just a smidge more. But I liked it. I'm going to give it an 8 battle axes out of 10.
Okay. Well, I liked it better than both of you. In fact, upon first watch, I was ready to give this a 10.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to give it a 10, but I am going to give it probably the highest mark that I've given any in quite some time, a 9.8 coming from Gunther, who was the character, which I'll...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He said 9.8 situations.
Situations.
Yeah. Or I could also, if I want to talk about him, I would call him 9.8 toothy redneck serial killer types.
All that was missing was a whistle.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely got a Jeffrey Dahmer as a redneck vibe from that guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And to that end, I will say, and Kyle, this is your cue. Uh-oh. This is coming here. On GSM, we do not curse. So you will not hear what I actually say. But to all of you viewers who have given up on this show because of this episode, I say, F you.
Wow. Hey, now.
Yeah. Because I...
They just don't know any better.
Yeah, and I wish they would get on with it and curse, but because we... They do still owe us 2 F-bombs.
Yeah.
But
oh, we might get it next week.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hoping for one.
Yeah.
They're saving them up for Negan, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll probably get an F-bomb next week.
Yeah, but anyway, I thought that, you know, although this wasn't a perfect episode, I thought that this was as good as we've seen in past. Like, this reminded me of The Same Boat. It was about of that caliber, which I thought that was an amazing episode too. So, okay. Well, anyway, we have some listener ratings. So, Malika, your turn.
Okay. First, we have Mark Kirkman. He writes, I should say 8 out of 10 awesome sauces. 2 out of 10 Walker weak Bates.
Yeah, and I didn't get a chance to figure out, to ask him what he meant by that. I don't know if he if he was rating the awesome sauce and weak sauce or what.
Okay.
But anyway. All right, next.
Okay. Cheryl Rainey Fox says 9.4 broken battle axes out of 10.
And next we have Steve Brown, who gave it a mark similar to mine. He said 9.9 out of 10 chemically enhanced walkers.
Yeah, they were all whited out and icky.
Yeah.
Okay, and next we have Tilly Creary. She writes, I'll give it 8 broken battle axes out of 10, only because I'm desperate to get some Gabriel Negan action and we don't get to see them this week. And maybe one extra point because we did get to see some scary Carol this week. People should know not to mess with her. And the Daryl Rick Roadshow was also pretty awesome to watch.
Yeah, and to that end, and we kind of hinted at it before, but judging by the preview, I think, Tilly, you're going to get your wish next week.
Yes.
D. Etta Patterson writes, I will give this episode a 9 out of 10.
And she actually described it, but I put that part into the feedback section. So, all right. Now it is time for Awesome Sauce, and here's where you actually get to hear Ruthie.
Awesome Sauce!
Hey, Ruthie.
All right. Well, Tilly was first to give her Awesome Sauce. She says, well, it was Jerry with that battle axe. I'm almost as heartbroken over its destruction as I am over the death of Shiva.
Ooh. Mm.
Next, we have Cheryl Rainey Fox. Awesome Sauce was the chase. Carol heard Daryl's bike, and the chase was on. It was awesome.
Yeah, and then Dieta kind of elaborated there. She said Rick and Daryl during the car chase scene was super cool. And there's more descriptions of that coming, so I'll leave that for the feedback.
Dieta also says, Awesome Sauce is Carol 2.17. She is awesome.
Yeah, and I think I actually had Carol as well, specifically her shots from the ceiling.
Agreed.
Yeah. That was an amazing little kill there. Well, I shouldn't say little kill. But that was awesome. She just took them all out before they even knew what was going on.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's time for our Awesome Sauce. So I guess I'm first. All right. So if we're trying to keep the order, Ezekiel dropping the Shakespeare. So I kind of, you know, originally when Ezekiel was introduced, I had an issue with him until he dropped the affect and, you know, kind of made it obvious to Carol that he wasn't, you know, he didn't actually, you know, think he was king or whatever. He was just playing a role. And I really appreciated it in this episode, you know, in the seeing the pain that he was under. And, you know, basically just saying, you know, I ain't no king. I'm some guy. So.
Yeah, that was powerful.
Yeah. All right, Malika, you're next.
Oh, okay. Well, I agree with the Carol shots from the ceilings, definitely. But after that, I'm going to have to say Jerry saving Ezekiel. And when he just went to town with that battle axe and saved him, that was fantastic. That's my awesome sauce. And I guess I do have just one more. The preview for next week. I'm excited. So,
well, you can't count that.
No. Okay. Cut it out then.
No. We're not cutting it out. I just mean that that's cheating. All right, Allie, what do you think?
My awesome sauce is the walkers in this episode. They did such an outstanding job making them especially gross this time. And the toxic waste walkers that they had, they were so disgusting. It was perfect. So that's my awesome sauce.
Yeah.
Cool. You had one more, I see.
I did. My other awesome sauce was King Ezekiel crawling out from under his dead comrades.
Yeah. I actually, loved the cold open and, you know, because we knew from the last shot of the previous episode that, you know, several of them got killed. But when we actually saw and basically they were all laid to waste, that was pretty powerful. So I agree with you.
Yeah, that was almost right out of a horror film in a way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, or out of a war film. You know? So, all right. Unless you guys have more, we'll move on to the week variety.
You're worthless and weak.
Sometimes called lame sauce.
That sounds awesome.
No, it's lame. Everything's lame.
That is funny. Well, it looks like I'm next for giving weak sauce. Cheryl Rainy Fox said, weak sauce was still no Negan and Father Gabriel. I want to know what happens.
Yeah.
You will find out soon enough.
Next, we have Dieta Patterson. She gives her weak sauce as the way that Shiva died.
And I cannot disagree with that. I thought that she should have been able to get away. She should have been able to run.
Something.
Yeah.
Or at least have an opportunity where you shoot her in the head so she's not suffering while she's dying.
I don't think I would have wanted to see that.
Something that those moans were horrible, even though I know it's just sound effects.
Oof. Yeah. All right. I think that is it for Listener Weak Sauce this episode. So it is now time for us. So, Allie, you have the podium.
Okay. My weak sauce was Jerry can split someone in half with that axe, but he can't get through a chain link fence.
Exactly.
Weak.
Yes. I agree.
I just had an issue with that. I didn't expect him to break the lock, but I'm thinking, just hit the fence, dude. You're a big dude. Come on.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that because he literally, you know, cut Gunther like he was a side of beef, and and yet he couldn't break the chain.
Right.
Something's wrong with this math equation.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Next is my weak sauce, and I have one of those weird, it wasn't in the episode weak sauces, but it is related. So, and Allie knows about this because I was talking to her at the time when it happened. My weak sauce is to a combination of AMC, Google Play, YouTube, and I noticed that the paid episodes goes through something called Stars Media. On you know, Google Play and well, actually through YouTube. It never says AMC. I don't know why. But anyway, they always have the inside the episode, it's the same thing that you get, you know, on AMC.com or on YouTube for that matter. If you pay for the episodes, and I pay each season for The Walking Dead, in case my satellite goes out or there's any problems, which honestly has happened every season. There's been something that's happened. So it's always been worth it to me to have it. And this time they released Inside the Walking Dead episode 804, Some Guy, on Friday.
Oh no. Shame on them.
And at the time, like I said, I was talking to Allie on Messenger, and she thought that it was the same video that she had watched was what, kind of a preview or something?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like the first 4 minutes, I think. It's like the cold open of the show. Mm. Actually, it wasn't even that long. So yeah.
Well, anyway. No, it wasn't that, and I don't know what happened, and I don't know. I never heard anyone else mention this, but they had this Inside the Walking Dead episode out, and it told me everything. So I knew that all of the kingdom's, you know, guard, they all got killed. I saw Gunther. I saw Jerry kill Gunther. I saw Shiva die. So the only thing that I did not see was Rick, Daryl, and getting the guns. That was the only part that wasn't in that inside the episode. But still, even getting
spoiled. What about Rambo Carol?
There was a little bit of it. So it wasn't, there was some of it, but there wasn't all of it. So yeah, there was some of that that I didn't see. But anyway, I don't know how that happened, but it sucks. But I still love the episode, even though I was spoiled. So sometimes getting spoiled doesn't ruin it. So Do you have a weak sauce, Malika?
Well, besides Shiva's demise, I'm going to have to say it's more of a sad sauce. Having to go back to the kingdom to deliver the bad news about the family's deaths, all those family members waiting for their loved ones to return, and nobody came back.
Yeah, started by PB and Zane, I think that was last week or 2 weeks ago, the unofficial sad sauce. Coming to a spice stored, you know, near you. We'll see. Okay, so that means we can move on to feedback. So let's get into Simon saying something to Rick.
We can talk about it.
We're done talking. Time to listen.
And in case you're wondering, that was just before we got to see Negan for the first time. Mm-hmm. All right. I think, Allie, you are next with feedback.
Yep. I've got feedback from Steve Brown. He says, I loved it. It was my favorite episode of the season so far. I can't wait to watch it again. Love the effect and the camera angle when Jerry saved Ezekiel. Yeah, good one. I can't believe that the lock did not break. It should have. It was rusted and old. The Rick and Daryl chasing was classic action movie type and reminded me of the movies from the 80s. I agree with Steve on that one. It was great.
Yes. Yes. Very like Bruce Willis jumping, you know, from car to car on a Die Hard movie or something.
Yep.
I don't get that reference at all. So anyway, but anyway, Mark, he says, I thought the episode was great. It started with Ezekiel and ended with him. Carol was the badass that she is with trying to get the guns. The Rick Deanna Jones scene with Daryl was awesome. Shiva was on her way to go, which you all knew was going to happen. But she went out with a blaze of glory, saving Ezekiel. Hopefully, Ezekiel will move on and his character will grow. That was a little bit too short, but anyway. Hopefully, Ezekiel will move on and his character will grow. Jerry with the axe had me happy as hell. Yeah, still, you know, I don't understand what is this all this Rick Deanna Jones? What is this? I don't get it. I saw that and I said, I have to find the Indiana Jones.
Well, at first I thought she said Diana. I'm like, who's Diana?
Yeah, actually, yeah, it's misspelled, but should be one.
Now
N.
I got it.
Yeah. But yes, I got the thing. And I thought of like Die Hard and, you know, some other type movies, but Indiana Jones is also applicable, as Mark said. So, anyway.
Next we have Cheryl Rainey Fox. She writes, great show. I liked what King Ezekiel went through, and Carol is smarter and more compassionate. There were a lot of saves in this episode. First is Jerry. I kept saying, where is Jerry? When he split Gunther in half, I cheered. Then Carol saved both of them and let the saviors get away. And then the save of the day was Shiva. She gave her life for her king. It's so sad to see her go.
Aww. I could play that a lot this episode.
Yeah. This was a hard one to watch.
Yeah.
It really was. Much loss.
Yeah, definitely was.
So Tilly Creary says, I loved this episode. Absolutely devastating to follow Ezekiel's journey from the super confident to crushed man, even though you can see his fall coming a mile away. Still, it was so sad to see how heartbroken he is at each stage of realizing how horribly everything has gone for him. And Jerry shows up. Seriously, I had been yelling at the TV wondering, where the heck is Jerry? Until he finally unleashed a can of whoop-ass on Gunther. cleaved him in twain, he did. That gets my vote for best kill for this season, hands down. And then to lose Shiva this episode. Ugh, that one got me right in the feels. On the bright side, I guess we don't have to worry about how the heck they're going to feed that tiger anymore.
True enough. Yeah, well, that was a heck of a kill. And it's was it Tilly that said it earlier? It might have been. It was kind of sad that he broke it, you know?
Yeah.
He broke the battle axe. No more.
So they have a, I think they said they had a blacksmith up on the hilltop, or was that the kingdom? Yeah, one of those hilltop places they have a blacksmith. Maybe they can fashion another one for Jerry or something else.
I'm sure they probably can. Yeah, I think it was Hilltop has a blacksmith.
Very nice.
Dieta's next, and she says, how do chemically dead walkers attack and kill a full-blooded 300-plus-pound tiger and eat it? That is a good question, Dieta. I had a similar reaction. Jerry saves the king, who no longer wants to be the king. Poor Ezekiel. I was upset as well that none of the kingdom soldiers survived the fight. That would be my sad sauce. So is the kingdom out of soldiers now? Overall, I love this episode. Had to make this quick and short due to the new deadline. And to that I say, it's not a new deadline. We just had to shift the deadline this week because Allie wasn't going to be able to do it Tuesday night. So we moved it. Heads up, we are moving the deadline for next week as well. And it's not just because of one person, but all three of us can't do it Tuesday night. So we're going to, again, the feedback deadline will be Monday at 6. So keep that in mind. I've already given you a warning. I will give you one more.
Who are your guests next week?
Oh, well, I was going to say that at the end, but,
Never mind.
I'll answer it now. Our actual scheduled guest hosts next week are Mark Kirkman and Wendy Ott Eppers. So they're both members of the Facebook group and friends of ours, friends of mine. So I'm glad to have them on next week. And I think that is it for our feedback this week. All right. So it is now time for our own thoughts and feelings that we weren't already shared. So who wants to go first? I will not keep the same order. We'll just keep it round robin. Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Allie. I need to collect my thoughts.
Okay. The only thing I had additional was, not additional, but expanding Carol. Carol just keeps getting more badass each time she's on our TV. I'm finding myself just waiting to see what she's going to do next. I'm really, really, really impressed with her character. So.
Yeah, and she's definitely not the Carol from, the comic book, which did you two get to watch Talking Dead this week?
Yes.
That's season one, yeah. Carol. Yes, I watched it last night.
Robert Kirkman was talking about that, and he said that is one of the things that is definitely better in the TV show than is in the comic book, the character of Carol, you know, because she didn't last long, and she was kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So.
Yeah, she died at the prison.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go next. Give you a little more chance to collect your thoughts there. I thought that the cold open was very effective. You know, like we knew that a tragedy had befell the, do we call them knights or are they just? Well, that's what I kind of was calling them, the Kingdom Knights. But so we knew some of them had passed, but when we actually get the reveal that we see that they're all not just dead, but like in body parts from the 50 cal. That was pretty upsetting and effective. And I'll also say that I noticed that during his speech, they were playing the same music that they were playing, like the same soundtrack, whatever, that Bear McCreary did for season 7, episode 8, which is the episode that Rick at the very end sees Daryl and they're, you know, hugging and seem like they're crying. I know I was. and of course, what do I start crying at the most? When he gets his Colt back, or what is it?
The Python.
Colt Python. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That why, you know, I guess that's a man thing. He gets his gun back. His gun is back. Anyway.
The thing is a cannon.
Yeah. And listeners, and for that matter, both of you, if you don't know, this show has an effect on me like no other show. It makes me cry all the time. It's just because of the, I so identify with these characters at this point that I just get really emotional, all the time. It's kind of, probably something I should see a psychiatrist for. I'm kidding. But
is your threat ganglia?
Oh,
showing?
Yeah. My threat ganglia. Yeah. that is from, Saru on Star Trek Discovery. He's got threat ganglia that seem to show up at very strange times. But anyway, yeah. So, Malika, what would you like to add?
Honestly, I think we covered it all pretty much for me. Carol back in action, doing the Rambo Carol thing, methodical. I don't know. We pretty much discussed everything. I just love Carol, and she's grown so much since season one, and that, I don't know. I'm glad we kept her around and they didn't kill her off in the prison. So bravo to them for making that big change.
Allie, what else you got?
I think they did a pretty good job of showing the Shiva demise. It was very much like the comic. And I knew as soon as they showed that drainage ditch, that it was her time. Cause I remember that frame from the comic. And as soon as I saw it, I just knew, oh my God, it was horrible.
It was.
And yeah. And it hurt. I mean, even though it's just a CG tiger, it's like, it got you. So I think they did a good job with that.
Yeah. I know. A Facebook group that Allie and I belong to, the Zedheads Unite. I can say that. Actually, I'll give a plug to it. It is Jason and Karen's Walking Dead cast Patreon group. So it is an amazing group. I will say that much. But anyway, in the discussion that we're...
Yeah, I hope...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, just the guy apparently who did all the motion action or whatever that's called for Shiva. I mean, yeah, that's sad for him too, because unless they get another something or other on there, then he's also out a job.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure he'll, have something else.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did such a good job that it was way better than that piece of crap deer thing that they tried to pull on us last. That deer was so awful. I'll never forget it.
I still want to know what the deal was with that deer. You know, was it like?
It's like clip art or something.
Was it somebody's like, you know, high school son or something that had an apprenticeship or something, so they gave it to him. Yeah. Here, Dad, I can do a deer. Great, son. We'll put it right on the episode. We don't have time to waste. I don't understand why they just didn't bother to get a deer. I mean, they used deers before. They used it in season. There was an actual deer in season two. So why no deer? I don't know. But anyway, that has nothing to do with this episode. So I will say,
what is this bizarre segue that's happening right now? Can we maybe stay on point?
Okay.
I was wondering if we were going to tangent.
We've been actually so laser sighted that this may end up being a fairly short episode. But
I'm glad we got to hear Blaine though.
we can tangent, go in a few more tangents and hear Blaine again. But well, no, you know, part of it is the fact that there weren't any ratings. So, cause I know that usually, and I didn't find any news either. So, so that trimmed things down a little bit this episode, but, I had a couple little things left. Gunther wasn't actually identified in the episode as Gunther, but he was identified on both Talking Dead and that very, inside the episode thing that I saw 2 days earlier. that he was Gunther, but, he seemed to read Ezekiel pretty well, almost like maybe he was a sociopath or something like that.
Or that somebody's been giving him information, because it sounded like they really have some kind of serious mole in their group that's giving them information, that's giving the Saviors information, and he had them dead on. Like, he knew exactly what was happening.
Well, maybe that's worth a little bit of a tangent to take. I guess that this will be something we hear about next episode, right? So possibly.
I hope so. Yeah, it looks like that's when we might get our famous Negan at the desk banging his bat.
Oh, hopefully. Yeah. Which, yeah, they've all, every trailer has that. We've seen that about 100 times already. And it'll be very anticlimactic when we finally do actually see it on screen.
I hate when they play it out like that.
Yeah. So we know that, you know, we have the mole on the other side, who's Dwight. Is he a double agent, you think?
Or
is there somebody else on the other side? Is it Enid? I absolutely hate that theory, and yet I keep hearing it.
Hashtag Enid is a spy.
Yep.
Oh god. Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm still holding firmly that it's Father Gabriel. I mean, he didn't look that surprised when Negan was in that trailer. I mean, like, he looked surprised, but not in a I'm going to kill you kind of way, like he should have reacted, but I don't know. Maybe that was just because of his religious affiliation. But he's always been iffy since day one, and I wouldn't put it past him that he is the mole. And they could have gotten to him right there when they kidnapped him from Alexandria, and they found him with the dumpster divers, the garbage people, whoever they are.
The
heapsters.
I forgot to give an awesome sauce to the fact that we didn't see them again this week.
Oh. We're going to, though. I know it's coming. I hope not, but it's coming.
They are my least favorite of The Walking Dead, and probably will be until the show goes off the air. They are a Star Trek race that has been somehow put into, or for that matter, a Mad Max, you know, group. But, you know, they're about 20 years too soon. So that's why.
Hey, you know, maybe this is Kirkman's nod to the alien crap you said he was going to put in his comic that he never did.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe the heapsters are from some planet. Planet Zebulon. Yeah. Allie, what do you think? Who might be a mole?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. Honestly, I have no clue. I don't think it's Father G. I really don't.
Yeah, I want to think good things about him, but he just rubs me wrong. I don't know.
I don't think he is one. I don't think he would cross Rick again. I just don't think he has it in him to side with the Saviors. Mm-hmm. But I don't know who it would be.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, and I was kind of thinking the opposite for, like, Eugene. I really want to believe that Eugene is playing the long game and that he's actually working for our group. And I don't know.
Yeah, I feel that way, too. I don't want him to turn.
I just think, I hope it's not just him being a coward and doing what, you know, what it takes to survive. And I get that's probably part of it, but I hope along with that, he's doing the long game.
Me too. Maybe it's Gregory.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's extremely weaselly.
I mean,
so I can see him finding
out
telling.
I just assume they got a lot of stuff from Gregory already.
Me too.
I thought that.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of a given.
Gregory, you know, claimed that they knew everything already, which mm-hmm. I don't know.
That tells you that there might be somebody else, or he's just BSing them.
And, you know, it could be the way I look at it, either there is a mole or there isn't a mole. And it's just,
they could be
very, very prolific.
Yeah, I know. What I mean by that is that other than the fact that there is a mole or there isn't a mole.
What?
the other possibility there is that Negan just, you know, thinking that they might have been tipped off or something, just moved the guns on his own, you know, because, I mean, if you think about it, if Negan knew everything that they were going to do, he certainly took a hell of a lot of casualties, you know, yep. So like, were all these Saviors just cannon fodder to him, and they weren't, you know, they weren't worth saving. They just, you know, if they get killed, they get killed. Cause I don't know. It seems to me, that if he in fact did know, he would have taken better precautions than he actually did.
That's true. You would think that you know, he wouldn't leave, you know, at least a baby there to be attacked with them thinking that the guns are there. I mean, that seems kind of callous for him, even, you know, an infant.
I would have to say. Because.
It's a trap!
Oh, Admiral Ackbar.
But. I mean, you make a good point, Malika. If he did, though, wouldn't he, you know, move the baby to safety?
You would think.
So, you know, that's one theory that I have, is that, you know, he doesn't have a mole. And largely a lot of that is because I can't think of an actual mole that he might have. Would he have? Could Jesus be the mole? Because Jesus doesn't want to fight. He doesn't want to kill if he doesn't have to. I had to use it. Sorry. I was looking for an excuse.
Nice excuse. Yep. I didn't want to say it.
I can't see Jesus actually being the mole, but I could see... I could see an alternate universe Jesus where he could be, you know, like, in other words, I don't think it's impossible, but I think it's highly unlikely. Mm. You know, and it's certainly not Terra or I don't know who else. I don't think Sasha would have, you know, well, I think she died before any of these plans actually were hatched. So I don't think she would have known. It's not going to be, Rosita. It's not going to be Carl. Can't be Carl. Can't be Michonne, even though they're, you know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You mean Coral.
Coral. Yeah. Yes.
Coral.
What if it's just like a rando? Just like some background character.
Yeah.
Huh. Eduardo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Diane.
Yeah.
I hope not.
What if it's Morgan?
I can't see it being Morgan. I can't see it.
No, I can't either.
I can't. He's
either. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Gregory's just full of crap like he normally is, and he just said that to get the heat off him a little bit. But they should, I don't know, they should have shot him. Or not shot him, but like not let him in.
Yeah, that's...
That really bugged me that Maggie gave in and let him in. But then, you know, Gregory did have a point not to let the saviors in, and that would be moronic, which I have to agree with him.
Yeah.
But that was last episode.
That was last episode. Well, it's okay. I mean, I haven't had the two of you on before, so I guess I'll ask what have you both thought of the season so far?
I didn't think episode 100 was all that great.
Yeah,
I think it was a little lackluster for episode 100.
And it was just a regular length, too. Like, I expected maybe an hour and a half, you know, a little more in-depth about different things that they didn't do. I mean, I don't know.
And it was hard to follow, you know, because of the three timelines. And, you know, I was able to piece things. I was able to piece things together, you know, by the end. But, I mentioned this, I think, on a previous episode. They seem to be telling the story from like a binge watch perspective, like telling the story across 16 episodes. But the problem is that the show is not actually seen that way when it first comes out. So that makes it difficult if you're not really explaining what the heck's going on to like leave things unanswered or untold for, you know, 2, 3, 4 episodes like they do. It's just like that might play better on Netflix, but on AMC, you know, I don't think it does. I think sometimes they let their artistic side, their artistic flag, what's the word I'm looking for? It flies too much. they need to pull the flag down a little bit and put up.
And I love that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say they need to pull that artistic flag down some and put up, you know, more standard storytelling and just tell the story from a more standard way of telling it, you know, just be more straightforward. I think in some cases it would play better.
Yeah, we don't need to go all Tarantino on it or Rashomon or however, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I agree. The arts, I like artsy fartsy. Don't get me wrong. I loved the Morgan episode. It was just in the wrong spot. That was bad placement. The episode itself was a masterpiece. It was great, but that was not the place to put it.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember what I said back then, but, that I have gone back and watched season 6 and moved episode 4 to episode 3 and then made episode 3, episode 4. And it plays a lot better that way.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's only like,
cause it comes right after JSS and then you're like, oh, he's got this philosophy. Carol has hers. Let's delve more into that. And then you can do the dumpster crap on 3 and 4.
Yeah.
Or 4 and 5. Sorry.
Yeah. And like to me, you know, I have grown to, love Here's Not Here, But when it first came out, I didn't give it a very high rating because I was still focused on Glenn. And for that matter, if you remember, Rick was, you know, in the RV and things didn't look too good for him and he was bleeding, you know, profusely. And
which they completely didn't delve into at all. Yeah, it was like it didn't even happen.
Yeah, they dropped that entirely. So that's what I was focused on. And when I got a Morgan story, an hour and a half Morgan story, I might add, this was not something I wanted. And, you know, some of the other podcasts that I listened to absolutely loved that episode. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. But I've gone back and watched it and appreciated it after the fact. But, you know, I needed to deal with Glenn. You know, I was in the camp where I firmly believe he wasn't dead, which turned out to be correct. I might add, mm-hmm. but I wanted some advancement of that story, and I did not get it that episode. I got it a little bit the following episode with Maggie dealing with it a little bit, but still, And I will say this.
What is this bizarre segue that's happening right now? Can we maybe stay on point?
No. But anyway, before we go, I guess I'll ask the question since we have enough time to ask this question. What are your what do you think we're going to see for the rest of this half season? And the next question I would be asking you, so you can answer both at the same time. Do you think this war is going to end at the half season mark, or is it going to go a whole season? So, Allie, why don't you take it first?
Okay. No, I don't think the war will be over by mid-season finale, not by a long shot. I think it'll just be getting ramped up, and I think things are going to have to happen, and Rick is going to have to lose some folks. And he's going to get really, really, really mad. So I think the next year for the rest of the season, it will then be all out war. Right now, it's not really all out war. It's kind of war. I don't feel like it's, I don't know. Maybe it's just not moving fast enough for me, but I think the second half will be better.
Okay. Do you think it's going to end at the end of the season then?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you think they're going to end it like the comic book ending? And don't say what the comic book ending is. Just
okay. Okay. I hope so. Okay. I'm really hoping for that.
Cool.
Yeah.
You can look it up if you.
Yeah. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody because it's one of my, that's probably my favorite couple of issues of the comic is right then. So yeah, I think, I hope so. I want it to be that intense.
Yeah.
I need to catch up.
Oh, it's so good.
I only read little snippets here and there, and I'm like, oh, that sounds so good.
You need to check out the Here's Negan backstory. They've got a hard
Image magazine.
There's a hard copy that just came out maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and it's awesome. So you need to check that out. And you'll be really impressed.
Okay. It's very cool.
How Negan got to be Negan.
Oh, I got a good question to ask after this one. Okay. What about you, Malika? That two-part question. What do you think?
You're going to have to ask the questions again. Okay. I've completely lost it.
What are you expecting from the season? And do you think that the season or the war is going to go half season or a full season?
Ah, gotcha. Well, for the season, I believe we'll see Negan probably throughout. Good or bad. But I think the war, well, quote unquote war, I guess these little battles here and there. I could see them finishing it up in the next 4 episodes because we're 4 in and we've still got 4 more, before the winter break here. So, I can see them, I guess, quote unquote finishing it before things, I guess, get turned on its side and they go a different way with things. I don't know. But this straight out conflict, us versus them, I think we can wrap that up in about 4 episodes. I'd like to think so. And as far as the whole season's concerned, I would definitely like to see a culling of the herd as far as our people are concerned. I don't want to lose Carol. I don't want to lose Rick. People are going to hate me, but I don't think I'd mind if we lost Daryl, even though he was pretty good on this episode. And I do like the rom-com buddy cop thing that he has with Rick, but I don't know.
What?
I know. I'm so unpopular right now.
you're not alone in suggesting that. And it's funny.
I understand.
It's funny, Malika, because you have tripped on what the next question was going to be. And that is, who do you think's going to not survive the season?
Oh, well, I'm going to throw, probably Judith, unless we don't see Gracie anymore. One of the babies probably will go in one fashion or another. And in order to get Rick that upset, I don't think they'd kill off Carl. I think if they're going to do whatever time jump they're planning on doing, if Chandler Riggs is no longer going to be on the show, they'll probably replace him with an older actor, since he already does look 18, 19, and he's supposed to be, 13 on this? So I don't see that as being that far-fetched that they would just switch out the actor, even though Chandler Riggs is great. Something's really got to tear him up to give him those red eyes, so. So I'm thinking maybe Judith. And we got to get rid of some of our B characters. Tara's getting kind of annoying, even though I really like her. I liked the thing that they had going with Denise, and I was really upset that they got rid of Denise. I really liked that character, their romance potential there. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I just think they need to get rid of like a dozen people. I don't know. It's too crowded right now. And I think killing off all those Kingdomers, as horrible and sad as it was, that's a great start.
I know some people hearing you say something, Judith or Carl dying, to borrow from my Star Trek podcast, they were probably saying,
no!
Yeah, I know. It's heartbreaking to think of it, but... Oh, I don't know. So, he can't. I mean, or Daryl. Daryl might be. I mean, something's got him really upset there, and like really, really upset. So I don't know. I would think it would have to be somebody very close to him. And Daryl might do it if we don't want to go killing off, 2-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean. I would agree with you. It probably has to be someone close to him.
Really close. And I can't even think about them killing off Michonne. That's just not even entering my mind. That's a no-go for me.
Well, I think killing Daryl would be enough. But I know there is a segment of the viewing, the TWD viewers that would, throw a riot, as they say. So, Allie, what do you think about that question?
I agree with what Malika said. I think it's going to have to be somebody really close to him to get him that upset. And I think it's going to be Carl. As awful as that is.
I think that. Yeah.
I know, I do too.
I just want to think that they're just going to replace the actor with an older version, and that's going to be our issue, not an actual death.
I hope so. I hope that that's what they do. But what if it's Carl and Daryl? just like you guys said.
It could be. A twofer.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He was at two graves, it looked like, right?
That's Heartbreak City. I mean, yeah, if those aren't Glenn and Abraham's graves, which I initially thought they were, but I guess they don't have to be.
Right.
I only have one thing to say.
That's not true. That's impossible.
Let's hope we're wrong. Let's hope we're wrong.
Yeah.
Boy, we're going dark on this.
I know.
Right?
Well, this was a dark episode, so.
It really was.
All right. So we'll end this with one final question. Crossover.
Oh, okay.
So who do you think the crossover, I'm asking these just because we blistered through the episode. So I figured we had enough time to ask these questions. So crossover, who do you think it might be? And do you think it's okay. I'll at least say this. It's gotta be a Walking Dead character going back to Fear, right? It doesn't make sense.
I have three theories, and one of them is not that.
Okay.
It's probably one you've seen floating around or heard other people talking about, but it's not one that is probable because I don't see it helping anybody's ratings in any way, shape, or form. And that's Madison coming over and becoming, I guess, a comic book character called Alpha.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that one.
I have too.
That seems to be getting a lot more steam lately. But that's the only crossover I could see happening from there to the future. Otherwise, I mean, the obvious choice would have to be Abraham, because they talked about going to Houston on the show, on Fear the Walking Dead. And there's just so many ways it could connect very easily to where we could see Abraham in Texas in the beginning. Possibly even Eugene or Rosita.
Yeah.
And then I guess another crossover, I don't know. What do you call it? Negan, possibly? I don't know.
Or as I like to call it, Negraham.
Negraham. Yeah. Oh my goodness. That almost sounds on the border, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
It is not meant that way. It is Negan and Abraham, just to be, just to officially declare that. But that is, because originally I thought it has to be Negan because, my theory is that he was a gym teacher. Well, what if he was a gym teacher at Madison's high school?
If anybody could get clear across the country, it would be Negan.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly.
Oh, something actually just popped in my head. How about that Tobias kid that we all loved and we never heard from again? He just got on that school bus and sayonara, I guess.
Well,
I'd love to see him.
Yeah, he'd be
on Walking Dead.
He'd be a cool character to be on The Walking Dead, but I mean, would he attract the...
No, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It would have to be, in order to give more ratings to Fear, but unfortunately the main show seems to be plummeting, so I don't know.
I think the idea behind a crossover is that it would increase ratings to both shows.
Yeah,
But.
And Abraham's a crowd pleaser. I mean, he's got all those one-liners. And they weren't too annoying, but they were annoying enough that you knew that they were one-liners, you know, like Dolphin Smooth and stuff like that.
Did you notice, by the way, I didn't mention this, that Jerry was picking up some Abraham one-liners in this episode. Like, for example, he said, balls.
Yeah. I love that when he said that. He kept calling that. Well, not kept, but he said twice, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. Allie, what do you think about a crossover? Who do you think it might be?
I think it's going to be Abraham. And I've seen the theory floating around that Madison could be Alpha. I've also seen one that said Taka could be Beta.
Oh.
I was like, maybe. I can't really see that, though. But I'm hoping it's Abraham. He was my favorite. So
yeah.
Any more screen time with him is welcome for me. I love it.
I mean, if they end up, if Fear ends up in Houston, which was kind of suggested at the end of season three there. It does open up the possibility of Abraham. Obviously, he wouldn't be, they probably wouldn't have met for long. So it might be just a one episode deal or something like that. But,
right.
I mean, it's possible. I don't think it's probable, but I guess it's possible.
Yeah. Like maybe they end up at like a military installation or something and Abraham's there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for this episode, I guess. So to submit your feedback to us, go to many ways of doing it. Go to goldenspiralmedia.com/feedback, where you can submit text or audio. And on that page is a SpeakPipe widget you can use to send us a voicemail. And there is a telephone that you can leave a voicemail at. It's at 304-837-2278. Our most popular way of getting our feedback, I would say it's about 95% of all feedback that we get, comes through the Facebook group, which is at facebook.com/groups/walkingdeadgsm. And if you're not a member, Enid says,
are you serious?
And we...
What about Ron?
Oh, well, Ron, he would say...
What, are you serious?
Yeah, Ron's dead. People don't remember Ron so much anymore. So I've been leaning on Enid. But,
gotcha.
But you know, Negan would say...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Anyway, so... We also have an email that you can submit feedback to. And of course, you can send audio there is at walkingdeadgsm@gmail.com. Our normal feedback deadline is Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. But as previously mentioned, next week, much like this week, we are moving the feedback deadline one day early. So please remember to get your feedback in by 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central on Monday. So that's less than 24 hours from the time it airs. So just remember to get your feedback in quickly. And thank all of you that got your feedback in today. Actually, we got a lot of feedback. Looked like we weren't going to get any, but then all of a sudden, woof, they all came through.
That was an amazing turnout.
Yeah. Yeah. And like Ken from Chicago, you can reach us on Twitter at WalkingDeadGSM. All right. Well, usually we go into support, but before we go into that, Allie, I know that, well, first of all, if you're not aware of this, thedeadconnection.com is an incredible website for, guess what, The Walking Dead. And every month you have giveaways and you have an incredible autograph giveaway this time. So why don't you tell the listeners about it?
Yeah, we do an autograph giveaway every month, like Brian said. Each month we focus on a different Walking Dead character. So this month we have focused on Daryl Dixon and we're going to give you an autographed picture of Norman Reedus, as well as a art print, a handmade pillow that has Daryl's wings on them, a bar of soap from the Woodbury Soap Shop in Senoia, Georgia, some jewelry, a wallet, a bobblehead, an action figure, a blanket. There's three or four other things in this Walking Dead giveaway, and it's pretty amazing. I wanted to keep some of the stuff for myself. It's so cool. So we're on Facebook at Dead Connection and Twitter, and you can find us online at www.thedeadconnection.com. So sign up. It's a good giveaway.
And when's the sign-up deadline?
The deadline is November the 26th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's good. What is that the Sunday? What is that?
Yes.
Yeah, three it's days after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
So sign up. You want to give that website again?
Yeah, it's www.thedeadconnection.com.
Very cool. To support us, the best way you can do it is by subscribing to us in your podcast app of choice. That always helps people both get the latest episode when it comes out. And in the magic of Apple Podcasts, it actually affects your ranking. So, and of course, you can help as well by giving a rating or review in Apple Podcasts, or as it used to be called, iTunes. One way to get there is just by going to goldenspiralmedia.com/apple, or you can simply search for us. If you search for The Walking Dead, you'll eventually find us. The easiest way to find us on Apple Podcasts is to type talk through two words. You'll find us. We come up right away. So, and we haven't gotten any reviews since April. So the entire time that Kyle was hosting Fear, we never got a single review. Poor Kyle never got any love.
He did great. I'll review him. 10 out of 10. You did great, Kyle. Thank you.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job. Anyway, so if you want to help with that, that would be great. And other ways to support us will be at goldenspiralmedia.com/support. I should also mention, I don't think I said this at the beginning. Maybe I did. We're not going to do co-hosts forever. At some point, hopefully shortly after the mid-season is done, I will announce the co-host. So, that search is going on, but the main point was to keep us going through this half season. So, anyway, our next episode, is season 8, episode 5, and it is titled, the strangely titled, The Big Scary You. And I say it's strangely titled because it's not you as in me, it's you as in the letter U, almost like university. So, I don't know what that means, but we don't know who it's written or directed by, but according to AMC.com, the description is, with war raging around him, we get a close look at Negan and the lives of the saviors during the conflict through a familiar set of eyes. Is that Gabriel's eyes, you think? Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe, Eugene's eyes, maybe. And scheduled to appear, as guests next week are Mark Kirkman. And I should mention, no relation to Robert Kirkman.
I was wondering. Yeah,
he gets that all the time, let me tell you. And Wendy Ott Eppers. So they're scheduled to be on, next week. And I should say, we've got all the slots, booked for the next, four episodes left. But, if we get a cancellation, and you'd like to guest host, please, send me a message on the various ways that I've just told you, 5 minutes ago. So, so anyway, that's it for this episode. So, if you guys would like to say anything to take us out.
Oh, I just want to say thank you, Brian, for having me on. I know I mentioned it to you previously a while back when you were scrambling for somebody to co-host with you, and I offered. I've always wanted to do this, and I thought that it was amazing, and I loved speaking with you on here.
Oh, thank you very much, Malika.
And Ellie.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, it was so good. Yeah, it was so good to talk to you too. And Brian, thanks so much. It's an honor for me to be on your podcast, really. Thank you.
I like that we are positive on here.
You know, I can't take that seriously. Actually, the funny thing is, you want to know the funny thing? I've never said this on the podcast, but I bet you everyone at work does not see this side of me because I am so serious at work with my work that all the crazy stuff comes out in the podcast. But
and we can't even curse on here, so imagine how crazy it is outside of work and the podcast.
Oh yeah. Yes. Well, anyway, Malika and Allie, thank you both for doing this. And I'll say you were both the first two that that were willing to do it. And, you know, like Allie, we had talked about you coming on earlier, actually earlier than I talked to you, Malika, way, way back. Months ago, but it's good to finally have you on, and hopefully both of you will come back at some point. So
I'd love to.
Absolutely.
All right. So with that, I'm Brian.
I'm Malika.
I'm Allie.
And this is the Walking Dead Talk Through. Good night, everybody.
Good night.